This is Points North. I'm Morgan Springer. Michigan apple growers are hoping to match last year's record harvest. Modern technology is a big part of their success. But since ancient times, English apple growers have held a special ceremony to try to ensure a bountiful harvest. It's called a wassail. It's a term that goes all the way back to the Vikings. And Fred Kiesler with Red Pine Radio has the story of one northern Michigan cider maker who held his 10th annual wassail this winter.
It's a cold and snowy January night in Leelanau County. Hundreds of cider lovers are trudging through the orchard at Tandem Ciders. As part of the wassail, they're following a man dressed entirely in green clothing and wearing a mask made of leaves. Waiting in the orchard next to a roaring bonfire is Dan Young. He owns Tandem Ciders. Young is dressed in a black coat and a top hat.
Welcome everyone to our 10th annual wassail party here at Tandem Ciders. Since ancient times, people have gathered together in the apple growing areas of southern England to toast the apple trees in the middle of the winter and to thank them for the apple harvest and to scare away any spirits, any malignant spirits. And maybe even some benign spirits, just scare them away. And now, the green man will read the wassail incantation.
The green man steps to the front of the crowd and reads a traditional wassail poem, wishing for a good harvest.
Blessings to the apple trees, to steady rains and gentle breeze, to healthy blossoms and hungry bees. With our cider, we drink to thee. Woo!
With incantation done, the ceremony ends with a great fireworks display.
And now, we'll make some noise to scare away any malignant spirits. Let's go!
We'll know by this fall if the ceremony was successful. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Fred Kiesler.